Blog Talk Radio.
They said you wouldn't make it so far, and ever since they said it, it's been hard. But never mind the night you had to cry, 'cause you had never let it go inside. You worked too hard, and you know exactly what you want and need. So believe, and you can never give up. You can reach a goal.
Yes.
Okay, then let me hear your enthusiasm, like you want something.
Say yes.
And you want to be on the week.
radio with some attitude, though.
With some tank.
Okay, with
like it's one of your homegirls.
Right.
Are y'all homegirls?
Right. You get it like you. Hey, we at the We Go Radio show. You know what I'm saying? No. If I see you in my
y'all at a basketball game.
We at the basketball game with the We Go Radio show. Right? Okay. We're going to do this again.
Go
y'all, are you ready?
Yeah. All right. Ready? Welcome to the We Go Radio show.
We Go Radio.
Hey, okay. Hey. Keep your hand up, because I'm going to ask everybody. I'm going to point at you. You just need to yell over to me what your goal is, okay? And then, and if you don't yell, I'm taking the pizza out of your mouth. What's your goal?
To go to NBA.
All right. What's your goal,
sister?
Huh? To be a model, okay?
Okay.
You already are a model.
I did my model.
Yeah,
good career. Huh? What's your goal?
I
did. Oh, I didn't hear you.
Model.
Oh, you got to yell out here because you're speaking into the off of the radio. Model and a veterinarian. Okay. What about you, sweetheart? What you trying to do? What's your goal? Yes, you. With the pizza in your mouth. I'll give you a second. You got pizza in your mouth. What about you? What's one of your goals? Yes.
Graduate in high school.
Okay. Anybody else got a goal? What's up? You can leave it back there.
Get a bachelor's degree
and go to
a master's
degree. Oh, master's degree.
That's
okay.
What I'm talking about, bro.
Okay. What about you, so what's the goal that you have?
Oh, that's good. You can pay my bills too, huh? Thank you, baby. Look, he's like, hold on, man.
All right. What are your goals? NBA player. What are your goals, brother? NFL player, what are your goals?
For the NFL.
NFL, what's one of your goals?
What's the WNBA?
WNBA, what's one of your goals?
Be a lawyer.
What about you, sweetheart?
Be a pro boxer or NWA.
Okay. Miss Pro Boxer, NWA, whatever you, NWA, whatever.
WNBA.
Oh, WNBA. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's like, but I got a question. For those who said the NFL, do you guys know what football team is our team now? No. What's your NFL team right now?
You're lying.
So like the Rams?
We'll see what they want.
What shoe?
Don't let bro.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, let me go and show y'all. Because we just beat y'all. Everybody that knows me knows I'm the Raider. And you guys, I love the Raider.
All right. Now we talked about goals. What's the last category of we go?
Opportunities.
What does that mean?
Is it something like offering?
An offering? Somebody like offering you a chance or something? Possibly.
Say if you're playing at a basketball game and you have a scout, you would try to play your hardest so you can get a scholarship.
Right, because a scholarship is an opportunity to what?
To have free education.
Free education, right? Yes, what do y'all think opportunity is? I'm going to ask you, Mr. Most Pickier. If they like you, they'll give you an opportunity, yes.
A chance.
An opportunity is a chance. An opportunity, you have many opportunities in your life, right? But if you aren't ready for them, because you don't have that goal in your perspective, and you're not educated on whatever it is that you want, and you're not feeling right, then you're going to keep missing opportunities, right? And we don't want to miss any more opportunities than we've already missed so far, right? Because we don't want to miss too many opportunities. We like opportunities. Okay, so we're going to go into our first little song right here, right? Somebody requested Montel Jordan. I don't even know, like, if y'all even know. What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Get into this real quick and just want to let y'all just feel this, all right? Yeah, we've been on the radio. So, All right, we back on the show. We back on the air with the We Go Radio. We Go Radio one more time.
All right, y'all ready? Are y'all ready for the jazz? I'm all ready. All right, welcome to the We Go Radio show.
We Go Radio.
Huh? Native Americans, you mean?
They help
the Pilgrims and Native Americans help each other, you think? And then what happened after that? Because I don't see too many Native Americans walking around nowadays, but I do see a whole bunch of Europeans with money. I'm just saying. Right? You know what I'm saying? So we have to educate ourselves on the real topic of Thanksgiving, right? So let's get down to it, like the Pilgrims. Europeans, right? You know, we know what Europeans look like, right? Right. Native Americans, out which most of us African Americans have Native American in us. What's up, Siddharth?
So originally what had happened was, while the Pilgrims were there, like, I don't know how you deal with it, but, like, their, like, cities had were starving. So the Native Americans and them got together, actually. So they helped them. They gave them, like, recipes on how to farm crops. And during that day, they were to... Some of them still didn't get along with Pilgrims and then some Native, but they were helping them, so they had to get along. So one day they made all the food that they had farmed and made it, and they just had a day, and they decided that just because we have this one day, we can make it national.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a national day. Okay. What if somebody else is talking about?
Because I just, you know, throw this out there. Right. After they was kicked out, Native Americans weren't kicked out, more so became like slaves in a sense, right? And removed. Brought over here though as slaves. But what do y'all think the African Americans were going through at that time? Slavery, maybe? Huh? Hunger. Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't even there.
What?
Because we weren't even here.
Yeah, we weren't here yet.
We weren't here.
We're minding our business. But now we have a whole culture that's surrounded by Thanksgiving, right? Some of our food. What's up?
Is it Africa made of gold?
Is Africa made of gold? African people are made of gold.
Okay. That's where the biggest gold mine.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't last off their own natural resources.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get two people. Gold,
y'all,
right.
But y'all are made of gold.
Yeah.
Right. So now we have this whole culture surrounding Thanksgiving, right? What are some of the foods and stuff that we eat, that we particularly African Americans take in?
Oh.
What kind of chicken, though? Like,
fried chicken?
Fried chicken?
Okay,
is it? Okay, wait. I'm just asking for one thing, though. I just need
cornbread.
What else? Turkey.
Okay.
Stuffing. You name it, huh?
I said
ham.
Okay.
Ham. What else? What's up?
Cabbage.
Okay.
Yes.
Watermelon.
Oh, they have watermelon too,
yeah. Mm-hmm. What's up?
Cranberry sauce.
Chitlins.
Oh,
yeah. It's just chitlins ain't nothing but pig intestines.
Name a food that you have at Thanksgiving.
Roast. Turkey. Huh? Turkey. Stuffing. Stuffing.
That's
disgusting. That's good. That's disgusting. Look, hold on. Okay, you know what? We're going to get into this next song by
Mr.
Y'all know that song, like everybody, you name it.
Oh, have y'all seen Chris Brown?
Okay.
Wow.
We're going to play this song. No, I won't let you. All right. All right, clap it up for Miss Caesar.
Oh, yeah.
And we named it.
Green tomatoes.
I just like stuff.
I love stuff and stuff is overgrown. Stuff with gravy is very, very good.
What y'all like, if you had to choose, like, what would be your favorite dish that you would not like? You got to eat it last because it's like your last bite. Like, you're not going to share. You're not going to share your fried chicken.
Okay.
You ain't sharing your mac and cheese?
I'm cooking back on your cheese.
Okay, what you not going to share? You not sharing your ham? Okay. What you not going to share? Hey, focus up here, y'all. But nobody woke me up, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. But all that's left is the yam.
I'm sorry.
You can't share your yam. That's why, you know what? I hope your yam just dry this thing. I hope you eat some dry yam. What?
I said, whatever. I hope it's dry.
Access to it, right? Then you don't stop that in the morning, open back up that
what I mean? I'll say problems and stuff and everything. I'll say out here, it's a lot of shooting. And I'm pretty sure that's everywhere, but I'm saying more so within our own community. And I'm not saying the San Bernardino, but I'm talking about amongst us. Like, because it's beyond ridiculous. Like, you know what I mean? And there are starting to be a lot of less black men out here. Because it's causing, and it's more black women than they are black men. So.
By a show of hands, who is here has been affected by either gun violence or gang violence? Raise your hand. Raise your hand high so we can see. You know what I'm saying? Because it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Everybody just been affected once. That's more than half the room. How does that make you feel?
You know
what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, you did? That's good.
So tell me, sir, how have you been affected by gang or gun violence? If you don't feel confident about saying it, or if you don't want to, then you can.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel like you want to say something about gun violence or gang violence, then just raise your hand.
I can say mine. Mine's a few of them, actually. I have a few, but I'll say the most two. One, my cousin was crazy, long story short. Went to a club, everything. Her friend's birthday party, long story short. It was all outside and everything. And next thing you know, people start shooting outside. I just hugged my cousin literally 5 minutes before I went outside and just laid out in the middle of the threshold. My best friend got shot in her head. Didn't know for sure if she was going to live or die. It's a blessing that she's functioning. There's nothing wrong with her. She is here to stay. And I've been knowing her since for 15 plus years. So to watch that, remember it all happened in my face. And I was there to watch it. You know what I mean? It was very sad. It traumatized me a lot. You know what I mean? And everything.
Let's break down that word, traumatized. Does anybody know what traumatized means? Raise your hand if you know what traumatized means, or trauma.
It's like.
Okay, let's raise our hands here and be polite and respect everybody. So go ahead, sweetheart.
No, we come on.
It's okay. Come on. What was trauma?
Like, for someone to have a feeling that, like, when you
okay.
As a form of hunt, right? Like,
yeah. Anybody else? Anybody else know what that means or have an idea what trauma means? So does it just because you personally weren't affected by a gun violence or shooting or gang violence, like maybe you not have been shot, but you hear about it, right? Does anybody get worried about that? Does anybody think about that, like when they're just walking in San Bernardino or, you know, strolling around? Anybody worry about that? What do y'all think worrying does to you?
Makes you scared.
Paranoid.
Stress you out. Paranoid. What's up? Make you think twice about where you're going. What's up? Huh? Make you feel like you're crazy, right? This is true. This is real true. Like, all this stuff happens because, you know, you build up so much stress. Yes, sir.
Like, the thing that went on.
And what happened? Remember I was talking about hobbies earlier and wellness? If one of your hobbies is going to the park and you don't feel safe to go outside, what's going to happen?
You lose that hobby.
And what if the park is one of your only options to have a hobby or that makes you like feel the best? It's almost like a double negative, right? Because 9 out of 10 times you come home after school and you want to do your hobby because it makes you feel good. But sometimes school is very stressful as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you come home, you want to go outside to the park, but you think, oh man, there's gun and gang violence out here. I can't relax. I can't, you know, de-stress. And it's like a double negative, right? First, you can't do your activity, your hobby. And then you're feeling sad or you're feeling stressed out from the day. So what do? We got to find new hobbies, huh? Right? Okay. Anybody else have anything on hobbies? Anybody have any hobbies that they like to do? What's up? You like to DJ? You make your own beat. All right. What else? Anybody else? Ain't nobody else has a hobby in here. Yeah, thank you.
Football.
How often do you do that? Huh?
Every day.
You do football every day. All right, good. What's up, sir? Football. What's your position? Receiver. All right, what's up, sir? Football. What else? What's up, sir?
Basketball.
Basketball. All right. What's up, ma'am? You like to sing. Cool. That's what that. Oh, you gonna spit? You can go ahead and spit on the beat if you like. You want? I
want to hear.
I'm gonna
hear.
What kind of volleyball do I get into
it? You want? You want to just?
But that's
I could put on a random song, be it's real nice and melodic. All right, we're gonna get into this next song, by Guapale, Closer to My Dream. Y'all know about Guapale? Hey, y'all ready though? I need all y'all participants.
Welcome to the week. Go ready, go. Go.
Right on. Let's talk about what it's like to be black. What is it like to be black? Some of the challenges that we face today and before.
Because being black put out a lot of things to people with other colors. The other day, my dad was actually walking to the store, and he actually got arrested because they thought he was in a gang, and my dad was in a gang.
Oh, probably because he looked a certain way, huh?
Yeah, because he owns a nice car.
All right. All right. What do you think? What do you think it means to be black in today, black in America?
Some of the stuff, like other colors, they like look at you different.
Mm-hmm. They assume that you're going to do the same, right?
Like,
hold on, we're going to let her.
It's crazy because you can be black, but just like, say, like, you're going to a store or something, and like someone like addresses you and like, their child like drops something and you pick it up for them, they'll be like just like give you that stare, like that ugly like face.
Right, like I did something to you.
Yeah, like I didn't do anything, I was just trying to be helpful. Like,
right.
You would have been mad if like she left it there and the child would have been in trouble or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Like these cop situations, cops are really black people for no reason.
Right. How does that make you all feel?
Oh.
Cop or authority, what does that make you feel like? What do you think? What's the first thing you think?
Like, dang.
You think mad? Why do you think mad? Oh, you're black, too. You're mad, huh? How do you deal with being mad? You don't sometimes, huh? What do you think? You feel uncomfortable? They're supposed to be doing what? Okay. Okay. Right. So they're doing the opposite. What do you think back there, young sir?
The light.
You're getting mad, right? Because they're supposed to be doing a service. What's up? You have something to say? Yeah, they were supposed to be doing a service for us, right? Right.
You know how the cops' logos are to protect and serve?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it their logo protect and serve when all they do is kill? And they don't protect because if a white person calls in and say, oh, I'm being harassed by a black person, they'll be down there 2.2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
When a black person calls and says they're being harassed by someone else, they take their soul harder time.
Mm-hmm.
And like by the time you get there, we probably could be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Could be our children or something.
Right.
And plus, with all these cops, they're
mm-hmm.
all being seen as different, but there are not all cops are bad, you know?
Right.
Some cops actually do care, but just because those cops kill black people
everybody looks at all cops different, just like how they look at all black people.
So you two gentlemen who just walked in, I'm going to ask you a question before you can eat that pizza. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So what do y'all think about the police state right now?
My thing is, I feel like not all police are bad, but they put the bad police more of the spotlight, which makes the category too bad.
Right.
Like if you were to put, if it's like, if you're going to frame out, put everything, let's say Los Angeles.
Okay.
If you only show a ghetto part, of course, another ghetto.
Right.
That's the thing, but if you show the most gifts out there, it's better. So
right.
So it has a point of view. More like spotlight on the back off.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel, you know, like, it's really like, good and bad. But now the bad are doing it.
Yeah, so they're in the light. Right. How does it make you feel?
My opinion, more curious.
More curious to know which ones are good, which ones are bad.
Yeah.
Sure. Cool, cool, cool. Word up. Is that Fruit Snack, our, one of our regulars? Come here, Mr. Fruit Snack. Are y'all out of here? All right, awesome, awesome. Huh?
Okay.
About 4:25 right now. Exactly. All right, so we're going to wrap it up real quick. So I just want you all to know that, you know, like the young gentleman was saying, not all police are bad, you know, but, huh? Not all police are bad, but you do have to be able to decipher what behavior is going to cause police to act out, right? Because they don't always know that we're all bad, right? Anybody? Oh, go ahead.
Just like how we're saying how not all cops are bad, there's some good ones. It's the same thing for every race. There can be black people that do bad things, and there can be the good people, but you only talk about bad people, so they assume the black people are bad.
Right.
So you have to be able to the good people have to be able to outshine, which they should automatically be able to do, because there's always going to be more good than bad.
And I feel like the cops who disrespect people and who kill people for no reason, I feel like that's because they have a bad past with people in color. You know, people in color have done one business to them that they just can't recover from or so different about. So that's why I feel like that's why they'll kill people. Or that's why they'll hurt them really badly or lock them up. And to be honest, my opinion, I don't really feel mad or angry because a lot of cops don't know right from wrong, so you have to teach them all over because they have been traumatized, because they are on drugs, because they just have family who just do wrong and whatever. Same with us black people. And black people don't gangbang just because we feel like it. We probably gangbang because an older person gangbang, or we feel like we can do it. Or our family members on drugs, and we feel like we just go to the worst just because our family go to work.
Right. Absolutely. Anybody else? Got something? Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to move into this last song as we move into the house row. It's Blessings by Chance the Rapper. I was going to play Too Good, but I just can't find it. I paid for that one, Drake. Shout out. Yes, rapper from the free music. All right. You know, don't try to get yourself by week. Y'all feel like
yeah.